Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metalark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture. You know, we really don't appreciate these hot days that we've had lately. It's not much fun to be out in them, but it isn't too bad if we are trying to dry down a corn crop. Again, an August has come and gone, and unfortunately in its wake, it left plenty of heat, as I referred to, but it also in some cases left us with reduced soil moisture levels across parts of the area. So is that corn crop out there that we are trying to dry down so that we can get to harvest does start that dry down or continue that dry down process as it may be, we could start to see some effects of this weather that we've had over the past month on some stalk integrity issues. Now, there's vast differences in stalk integrity issues, stalk rots that can be found based on the hybrid side of the equation. You know, not all hybrids allocate carbohydrates during the grain field period the same way. Some pull more from the stalk, others do not. But the resulting genetic differences plus our management, you know, we change plant densities, we change some other things out there, soil fertility issues, some of those combinations along with that genetic difference that's found in that hybrid can result in weakened stalks or stalk rots at harvest. Now, that doesn't mean that the hybrid is bad. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be used. It just means that we need to have a better understanding of what hybrids we have planted out there and how they might have responded to the weather that we've seen over the last month and the conditions that we've put that crop through for the entire year. And we do that because we want to make sure that we are planting harvest appropriately so that we get those hybrids that might have the most susceptibility to stalk rots or stalk integrity issues that we can get out there and harvest those first. Now, for areas that experienced maybe some drought stress or cold or waterlogged soils during the early part of the season, maybe some soil compaction or no moisture over the last month or so, it's also good to look in those stands, dig up some plants even, and look for inadequate root systems. You know, the developing ear of that corn plant always has priority for carbohydrates within that plant. So during grain fill, the plant will tend to allocate resources to that ear and the grain fill process at the expense of the stalk. Again, when we do so, we potentially reduce stalk integrity that can lead to stalk rots and standability problems. We can't talk about stalk rot issues or integrity issues from the stalk standpoint without considering poor leaf health as well. You know, if green leaf area is lost for any reason, maybe we've had insect pressure, maybe there's weather damage, maybe you had a hail issue throughout the season that caused some loss of that green leaf area. Diseases are a big issue, as well as nutrient deficiencies. In fact, there's some research that suggests that differences in nitrogen-potassium ratios from a nutrient deficiency standpoint can cause some problems in leaf area losses. Anytime that we have any of those green leaf area losses, the plant will tend to mobilize crown or lower stalk reserves to complete the grain fill process. One disease in particular that we saw a lot of issue with this year was gray leaf spot. And so if we have fields out there, particularly fields that are untreated, but any fields that have had gray leaf spot pressure, there is always the possibility that because of that reduced green leaf area, we could have increased stalk rot potential. So as we approach maturity, as that corn crop continues to dry down, it's a great time to start to think back or look back in the book at what hybrids we had planted, what they contribute from the standpoint of how they respond to those stalk rot issues, what ratings they might have, as well as the growing season that we experience, and then start to make our harvest plans accordingly. It's a great time to do that so that we're not caught by surprise as that corn plant rapidly dries down as we continue through the month of September and stalk integrity issues could result. Let's switch gears just a little bit, finish up this morning talking about cool season turf grass fertilization. I would term September as round one when it comes to turf grass fertilization. If we could fertilize one time of the year, September would be that time. Why now? Often people ask. You know, as the days shorten, as nighttime temperatures moderate, grasses enter what's called their fall growth cycle. Now, during that time, they thicken up naturally via tillering or, in the case of bluegrass, spreading by underground rhizomes. Fertilization during the month of September can help aid in that process and help that stand be healthier and thicker in the year to come. Now, give special consideration to the rate that you apply. Don't get too carried away, but we want to try to get in the range of 1 to 1.5 pounds of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, and we want that in the form of a quick-release nitrogen. That's what's going to be available in most nitrogen fertilizers this time of the year. If you do need phosphorus or potassium, you can find that out via soil test, but they can be applied now as well and do a lot of good. You should also start looking ahead to the next fertilization window of priority, and that is November. And it's a great time, again, get that soil test and start planning accordingly. Hope everybody has a great week. This has been David Hallauer, Metalark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today.